This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ramadan. Now, I know we all in Ramadan are focusing on fasting and not eating and not drinking, right? But it's very important, just as you focus on the physical fasting, you have to focus on the fasting of your heart from things that displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best way you can do this is set a goal for yourself. Think to yourself, what is one thing that I know I am really weak at, that I have a weakness in my heart towards? And write that down, frame it, or put it somewhere where it's, you know, visible to you. And practice and work on that one thing, right? This year, me and my kids decided to do this, and I asked each one of them to write one thing they know that they really are struggling with. And, you know, so one of them said, you know, I always get angry at my brother and sister when they, you know, touch my stuff. The other one was like, I always argue with them, so I'm going to try not to argue, and so on and so forth. And we wrote it down on paper, as you see, and we just put them in very simple frames. And we put each one of them, and each one of us signed their name somewhere where we could see them, so we could always remind ourselves of what is this goal that we're going to work on, and how we're going to really try to help our, like, our hearts fast from things that we know that we have a weakness towards, right? Now, my goal this year was actually based from the conference that I went to, and when the Sheikh said this, it really hit me very hard. He said what? He said, my reaction is a reflection of my heart, right? When we react towards people, when they do something, and sometimes people do things that will totally drive you insane, whether it's at work, or it's your spouse, or a friend, or a family member, or your kids, of course, especially the kids, they'll do things and you're like, okay, how do I, you don't even have time to react, you just react. That reaction is not a result of their doing, but the way you react tells you what your heart looks like. So when you just, somebody does something and you just are fully angry, or you're upset, or you know, you just kind of snap, it just shows how your heart is. And that's very scary and very intense. And that's what I decided to kind of put down for myself and remind myself. And I wrote at the bottom, what, more patience, especially with my kids, because kids are kids, you know, their job is to kind of drive us crazy. Alhamdulillah, may Allah guide them all. And I signed my name down, mom. So I'm going to ask you to do something practical. Think of one thing and be honest with yourself. Nobody knows you as you know yourself. See what this one thing is that you're struggling with. Even if you have 100 things, start with one thing you know that you're really struggling with. It's a weakness in you. And write it down on a piece of paper. It doesn't have to be fancy, just a piece of paper, and put it somewhere where you can see it. And try to kind of, like, you know, push yourself to really refrain from doing this action. Try to push your heart to fast from this action that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember that Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said what? إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I was truly sent what? To kind of, like, perfect good manners and behavior. The most important thing, it doesn't matter how much you pray, it doesn't matter how covered you are and how big your beard or how big your niqab is, if your manners are not the way that, you know, would please Allah and His Messenger, then our salah and all these other things, do they really count? Ask yourself. Try to fix this here and try to fast fully with everything in you, so you can what, achieve the full purpose of Sawm. And that is what, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So you can have that taqwa in everything that you say and do, Ya Rab. Pick your goal, write it down, and remember, the way that you react is a reflection of your own heart. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.